Are you concerned about your social status? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Lewis Davis, associate professor of economics at Union College, examines how issues of social status intersect with race.
One of the striking things we've learned from research on happiness is that people care a great deal about social status. Over and over again, studies find that people are happier the higher their incomes, but less happy the higher the average incomes of their coworkers, neighbors, and other peers. Driving my new BMW may make me happy, but I'm a bit less pleased when you pass me in your Porsche. But does envy really dominate our feelings for others? Is there no role for empathy or altruism? Stephen Wu of Hamilton College and I find a more nuanced picture once we break the data down by race. In particular, while whites exhibit a familiar taste for social status, African Americans are happier when other African Americans do well, a finding we interpreted as evidence of African American racial solidarity. Does this mean, then, that African Americans are unconcerned with social status, or that altruism is lacking for whites? Our research suggests otherwise. We find that African American solidarity is stronger in states like Vermont, where African Americans make up a small share of the population, and weaker in states like Mississippi, where their share of the population is large. And a similar pattern holds for whites. Concerns over social status are weaker where whites comprise a lower share of the population. Thus, it seems likely that feelings of racial solidarity and envy exist in both groups, with the balance depending, at least in part, on the social environment. However, even accounting for differences in state population shares, racial solidarity is much stronger for African Americans, a result that may reflect a shared history of racial discrimination and the success of collective action in the struggle for civil rights.
That was Lewis Davis of Union College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.